Dr. Ken and Lorraine Epperson have been involved with Western since earning their bachelor's degrees in the 1940s. Western would not reveal the exact amount of the seven-figure gift, which was made up of an outright gift and a bequest. WIU would say that $1.5 million of it is earmarked for the proposed Center for Performing Arts. The university is still waiting for state money to pay for construction. Both Ken and Lorraine say it felt like the right time to help their alma mater.
Well, I felt like it would be appropriate for us to remember and to give back. That's the main reason.
Being near the end of the campaign was a good time to help put it over.
WIU President Jack Thomas says he was thrilled that Western hit that goal, but with the current financial situation, this is not an ending, more of a slight pause. Thomas says Foundation Executive Officer Brad Bainter is well aware of that fact.
We're pleased and we're very proud of what Brad Bainter has done, but it's still not enough. We still got to do more. I just sent him an email a few weeks ago saying we want to get out and so I can meet more donors. We need to cultivate more donor relationships.
Western may have to continue those efforts without Bainter. He's one of four finalists to head the foundation at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-States Public Radio News.